Om Shanti and good morning. Swagatam to our dearly beloved brother, Brijmohan Bhai. Thank you very much for taking the time to come to Gyan Sarovar. And I'm sure many of you have heard Brijmohan Bhai, seen him. And Brijmohan Bhai lives in Delhi, Pandav Bhavan. Has been Baba's child for many, many, many years, has a great experience and wisdom in Baba's knowledge, and has a very beautiful way of transferring this knowledge into humor, which entertains us, and also gives us a great way of really practicing, an easy way, many easy methods that Brijmohan Bhai has practiced and experimented with. So we look forward to listening to his class. Thank you, Brijmohan Bhai.
Om Shanti. All souls in the world, call Baba as God. Only we call God as Baba. Which makes lot of difference. When we say God, God the Creator, God the Highest of High, there is a big difference. God is like ocean and we become like small drops of water. But when we say Baba, then there is a connection. A small drop of water can be water from your water tap, from your water bottle, from river, well, anywhere. But when we say Baba, that drop is connected to the ocean. And when there is connection, then there is relation. And when there is relation, then we get something. In all relations, we give and get. But in relation with Baba, we get only. We only get. Baba doesn't need anything from us. So, when we first become Baba's child, first, let us all remember our first day when we became Baba's child. What happened at that time? Baba said, "You are my adopted child. Today I adopt you as my child. And all your old relations change. Because when a person is adopted, child is adopted, and as we know, only a poor child will be adopted by a rich father. Not other way around. No rich child will like to be adopted by poor father. So at that time, when physically a child is adopted, then all his old relations are cancelled and his new relation begins. So we are all adopted children of Baba. The day I was adopted by Baba, sister said many years, 61 years before today, I was adopted by Baba, and you also know the day you were adopted by Baba. So, an agreement took place. We said, Baba, now my everything, myself and all other things belong to you. And Baba said, yes, child. And then me and my entire inheritance belongs to you. So a very favorable contract, that all our old things, old worries, old problems, old troubles are taken over by Baba, because Baba says, as you are, where you are, I adopt you without any condition. So we become very happy. If you remember the first day of your adoption, we feel so happy. Then what happens? Baba says, I give my children the third eye to be able to see my inheritance. And all the regions that you did not know earlier. So with the third eye, we see the three worlds. Nobody in the world can see them without third eye. Whole incorporeal world, our permanent home. Presently I say I belong to this country, that country, in this life. But permanent home of all of us, fixed place, it cannot change. We saw incorporeal world. Then Baba told about the subtle world, movie world, where we don't have voice, where we don't have physical body, but all the same we can experience everything. Then told us about this world from beginning to end. All other histories are up to past only. But Baba tells us the history of past, present and future. With third eye we see all that. So the entire geography, three worlds and entire history at birth itself is told to us, and we can bring to our mind in one thought before us like a magician's globe. It is in front of us, and any time or any place we want to see, just think and you will see. We were very happy. Then what happened? Baba said, keep your this valuable gift of the third eye carefully. Use it. Don't close the third eye. And as long as you will keep the third eye open, it doesn't matter whether your two eyes are open, your ears are open, you are moving in the world, doesn't matter. Only third eye should be open, because then we will always be seeing and remembering and loving and longing to go to Baba's new world or incorporeal world, and this will become like a temporary place of us. But we must keep the third eye open. But because for long, long time we were used to our old body, old relations, old habits, old things. So after this contract and even enjoying the sights and scenes and seeing everything, and every day Baba is reminding us also that our third eye should be open somehow, because the soul is used to old ways. So we get into two boats. One is Baba's boat, which we know will take us there, but still we don't want to leave our old boat. We want both of them to be with us. So we want to keep to our old ways, old relations, old things, and also want everything new. We know that is not possible. So it comes down to, so long as our third eye is open on any day, we are all different, making different effort. Our face is towards another destination. But as soon as third eye gets closed, then again this old world appears to us and we start thinking and working here. It is just like in our last life we were somewhere in some body. Now we are in this new body playing new role. So, supposing, so long as we are in new body, we are only concerned with things of today. Supposing one night you sleep and you get back into your old body of last birth, then what will happen? Then you will naturally remember all those things, relations, this and that, and perhaps even think who killed us last life, how we died and so on. So it is better in our interest that we don't remember those things. Now Baba says we have taken a new birth. We are twice born. Just as we are baptized, you get into a new life. Similarly, say there is a marriage and the girl goes to the house of the husband. She is supposed to follow all the rules of the new family. But supposing she keeps on talking of her old family, my family was very good, this and that, here this is not right, that is not right. So relations will be soured. Similarly, we know very well that this becoming Baba's child, in it lies our future, in lies our fortune for generations. Still, because we are used to that old one, so third eye closes and two eyes open, then we start worrying about our body, our health, our money, our this, our that. You know, there was a person, he committed a very serious crime and he was sent into prison for 12 years. And the crime was so serious, he got rigorous imprisonment and his hands were handcuffed and legs were also tied in shackles. He continued for 8 years. Then some great event took place in the country and they decided to release all the prisoners, lifers also. So he was released, his relatives came and took him happily back to home. And they thought he had been suffering all the time, laid a very good bed for the person with big Dunlop pillow and all that. He was asked to sleep, but he could not sleep. He was wide awake, then they said, please, you have so many years you have suffered, you have been sleeping with handcuffs and shackles on floor, why don't you sleep? He says, I don't get sleep. Bring handcuffs and shackles, put me on floor, then I will be able to sleep. Because he was so used to it. Therefore, even good things, the best things also, may not give us that comfort if we are put under different conditions. Same is the case. We have been within this body consciousness for half the cycle. Earlier to that we had the body but not body consciousness. Now Baba says it is like a cage of a bird. Our body itself, it has got earth, it has got water, it has got fire, it has got air, it has got space. So this whole thing is a little bit of this earth world, and now the soul is inside. Soul without body can fly. As soon as someone dies, say there is an air crash, 300 people die of Singapore Airlines, then all the souls will fly and they will not merge with each other, they will have their own destinations. Similarly, even in this cage we can fly. You sit in a class by Brother Brij Mohan, but your mind is flying elsewhere in Gyan Sarovar, thinking of the lunch or whatever. So even in the cage we can fly. Because our natural nature is to fly, but the soul is held prisoner in this. And Baba says these five elements, they are physical. And once you are connected with them, you come under the law of gravity. You know, this earth is governed by the law of gravity. You try to throw anything up with as much force as you like, but it will come back because of law of gravity. Now this soul is caged in gravity, and we may, howsoever we may wish that I want to be free, I want to be liberated, I want to do whatever, it won't happen because we are in this cage and we are under the pull of gravity. You make a motor car running at speed of 1000 kilometers, still it will be moving on the earth only, unless you have a rocket which defies gravity. So therefore, Baba says that these five elements of nature, we are so much embraced in these elements that we are helpless. Anything of this world, because all is elements, so the eyes will also like to see sights of good sights of this world. Ears will like, the sound is only here, like to listen to things. So all those attractions will be there. And finally, when under compulsion also the soul leaves, the body goes to graveyard because the gravity is there. So elements must merge into elements. So we consign it to the grave. But we are not body. So basic thing is, if we want to fulfill our promises with Baba, only one simple thing. That is, to always distinguish between I and my. My belongs to this world and I belongs to Baba. Now when we go to Sukshma Lok, subtle world, does the body go or the soul go? The soul goes. Simply for identification, as 2-3 days back Baba has told, even if you have to remember a soul, you have to bring the body in front of you so that you know this person's soul. Similarly, in the subtle region, we all have our images, like in the mirror you see, or like at night in sleep or dream you see yourself moving. That is only images, but no physical thing. So Baba says, there also the physical things don't go. At least your bank balance, your purse, your dress does not go to subtle region. Then go up, and even the image is not required, the soul goes. So I belong to Baba, not my. So when first day we made contract with Baba, everything mine is yours. So we surrendered me and my things. So Baba always says, forget the body, which is my, but we have been thinking it as I, and bodily things. Now see, we are so used to body, the name is on the body. The house room allotted to me is for the body. The car I get into also is for the body. So everything, my friends, my everyone, my food, everything is for the body. So we have become so used to body. Our I card, passport is of the body. The photograph is of the body. So we are so used to body that we have been confusing my with I. And therefore, difficulty in fulfilling the promise comes. The my attracts. Now after a few years in Gyan, Baba gives us some attainments, some virtues, powers, understanding different than the world. In the whole world, nobody knows about the drama. When it begins, when it ends, how it moves, how it repeats. Nobody knows about Baba or the souls, how the souls move. So we know. So on that basis, our approach to life changes. We start experiencing subtle joys, subtle experiences. Earlier we used to only experience through the body. You take ice cream, you taste ice cream. Like that. Gross things. Now we have subtle things. We can appreciate. But still, then Baba said, surrender with whatever belongs to you. Now the attainments, new attainments, after our being adopted, we got, we start thinking those to be our own. Old things are surrendered. Okay, old relations gone, old thoughts gone, ambitions of old world. But whatever we gain, say we get good points of knowledge, we explain to someone, that person is very happy. So you feel confident, yes, I can explain to this person all the gyan and he feels so happy, thanks you also. Or you have good experience of yoga and you tell that person, he also feels experience. You say, yes, I can practice yoga and also teach to this person. Or we get into service mode. Earlier we used to think, I am so and so, everyone should serve me. Now Baba, God says, I am also obedient servant. So we also know the joy of serving. All those things, after our adoption, which we acquire, whom do they belong? That is the question. Inadvertently, we start owning them. Oh, I have earned this. Look, I have made this center, I can do this service and all that. So again, that is not the contract with Baba. Baba says, I have empowered you. I have magnified your good qualities in a divine way. But still, you have not to own these. You are entitled to praise, you are entitled to appreciation, respect, but you have not to own that. Because as soon as we start owning that, again, I am not an instrument, I am not nimit, I am not just, I start possessing something around me. And then our promise with Baba, that I am yours with everything, and you are mine with everything, does not happen because I say this is already mine. So I come into limitation. So therefore, many, many subtle things happen. But instead of getting into the detail, simple thing is, I, in fact the third I is also nothing but soul consciousness. I, the soul. The soul resides here. So long as I am soul conscious in my day to whole day's activities, I am eating food, I am soul conscious. I am taking shower, I am soul conscious. I am talking with souls, I am soul conscious. So long as I am soul conscious, everything will happen for liberating me from bondages and for the next world, accumulating. But as soon as I become body conscious, then again my finishable, perishable, what you call something which is not eternal, that account will happen and that will waste. Baba says, you will leave everything here. Even you are name and fame here, that will be left here. Your money, everything will be left here. So, what Baba wants is, become like Shiv Baba. Of course, we cannot follow Shiv Baba. When Baba says, follow Father, Shiv Baba is Almighty God. He is the Father of all souls of the world. And He has no limitation, no obstructions, no old accounts to settle. So when Baba says, follow Father, means follow Brahma Baba. Now, what Brahma Baba did, that who was able to fulfill all His promises to Shiv Baba, we can do that. Brahma Baba said, whatever is mine belongs to Baba. And to make it practical, Baba even wrote down a will. Just to make it practical that it is not only mental. Some souls say, I belong to Baba mentally, Baba knows I belong to. No. That is not the way. We must specifically do. So he wrote down, me and all my movable and immovable assets are Baba's. And he made even a trust of a few people, here it is. Okay, let us do it mentally, that I, whatever is mine, even today, including my spiritual attainments, divine acquisitions, they all are Baba's. And that what Brahma Baba did, to earn more income, more fortune for future, whatever went on accruing, Baba went on investing also. All good businessmen, they don't spend all their profits on personal purpose, they go on reinvesting in the business. So Baba said, I belong to Shiv Baba, and anything I do should be for Baba's work. So our relation, our connection with Baba automatically makes us to do what Baba wants us to do. What is divine task, we will do when we are connected and related to Baba, automatically. As soon as the connection temporarily breaks, it cannot break permanently, because this knowledge is such a seed, it cannot be destroyed. But temporarily, just as clouds can cover the mighty sun also, there will be shadow. During that period, we are not fulfilling our promise to Baba. So to be able to fulfill our promise to Baba, the first step is to be I conscious, to be soul conscious. And the second is, in that consciousness to do everything. So automatically, why Baba has made this big institution, these centers, service, go and meet people, give them this knowledge and all that. So that our time, our energy, our assigned role is used for Baba's work. So once we are in Baba's work, there is no karmic account on me. Whatever I am earning is being added to my fortune. I have nothing personal now to settle. For example, if you have an electric bulb in your house where you live, and the current used to light that bulb, the bill you will pay to the electricity company. But supposing there is an electric pole outside your house, just outside, and it is giving light whole night, you don't pay the bill because it belongs to the public utilities company and they are supposed to put up the lamps. Similarly, whatever I do for myself in consciousness or body, the account will be on me. And whatever I do for in consciousness of soul and God, Shiv Baba, then account will be not on me. My life will be free of a karmic account and it will be accumulating. All the BKs also sleep. They take food, they move. But entire thing is not on their own account. Still, if we get the consciousness of I, that is ego, me, I have done this, then the account will come on you. It is so simple. So, service on godly, actually we are doing our service. But the process is godly service only, on godly service only. So, ego will come, feeling of insult will come, comparison will come, feeling low and high will come, everything will come. As soon as you leave that feeling of I the soul and my Baba, everything will come as it comes to the people of the world. Now you know, a hero actor of a movie. A hero actor of a movie is a hero actor because that actor is all-rounder. That actor can perform all roles so well. That is why called hero actor. You give the actor role of a king, he will perform better than a king. A doctor, better than a doctor. A patient will look better than a patient. A prisoner, better than a real prisoner, or a jailer, better than. Because actor is actor. People pay money to see their performance. Now what is to be noticed is, whether that actor, whatever role that actor is playing, maybe of a porter at an airport, hero actor, or maybe of a pilot of an airplane, hero actor. Does the hero actor get his money on the basis of what role he is playing or his performance? What do you think? Does he get the salary of a porter because he is playing the role of a porter or a pilot, or he gets the same amount on the basis of his performance? What do you think? Performance or role? Performance. Now appreciation. It is not only money. Appreciation. A hero actor playing the role of a porter so well that people applaud. He played the role of pilot equally well, he is equally applauded. So appreciation is not more for a pilot and less for a porter, because porter's role is supposed to be lower in status in the world. So when you are getting your money and appreciation both the same, does the hero actor ever feel he should only be playing roles of high roles of kings and pilots and not low roles of porter? No. The third reason is, he knows I am only playing a role, I am not really a porter, I am not really a pilot. When the role is finished, he does not cry that, oh, I was a pilot, you have made me unemployed. No. He does not feel happy that I am getting rid of porter's life. No. He knows all the time, he is a different being, his home is different, his entity is different, his personality is different, this is only a role. Now what do? When we were not in Gyan, then of course it was worse. Every person higher than me in economic status, every person in dominance, I will think he is superior to me, he is born superior, I have to be inferior and I will envy that person, I should be also like that. Competition, comparison, so all the time miserable life. Now we come in Gyan, we know that human beings are human beings, the respect and the joy, happiness of the human being depends on their purity. The purer the soul becomes, all other things will change, and the more pure it becomes, there will be no obstacles, no sickness, no troubles, no mental shocks, no nothing. This condition will go all improving. The nature will also become helpful and harmonious. Relationships will be good. You won't have quarrels with people. You won't have personality clashes and so on. We know. Still you will find, at the spiritual level also, the same subtle things can come in. If I have ego of my good qualities, or if I have inferiority complex of my weaknesses, then I become not the Almighty child, not the drop part of the ocean. I isolate myself. Then what happens? We try to fulfill our promises with Baba and try to fulfill ourselves for higher attainment by my soul effort, soul's effort. Actually, it is not you, we cannot attain what we want by my soul's effort. When we were on the part of devotion, we used to think, if I become good and pure, then I will meet God, I will see God, I will have sakshatkar of God. So a person must be good, very nice and pure to be able to meet God. This was our thinking. So we were trying to purify ourselves, reading scriptures, doing prayers, etc., giving charity. But Baba said, no, I don't meet pure people. This is very important. I meet impure people and make them pure. See the difference? It is like a sick person, ailing person, thinking that I must become free of my ailment and then I will go and meet the doctor. It means he is doing self-medication. And when he becomes good and healthy, then he will meet the doctor. Not necessary. He has to meet the doctor to get rid of the ailment. So what happens? Baba says, be my child and be in my boat. Surrender your own intellect and I will take you. I am the boatman. I have made you my child. I am almighty. I can do everything. And my basic role is to make you purified and make you liberated. Have I to do that or have you to do that? We have to follow. If a boatman says, please keep your hands inside the boat, don't go to the edge and all that, you have to follow. But you have not to row the boat. Similarly, precautions, Baba tells, we have to follow the disciplines and the precautions. And what Baba says, not that we have to ourselves do that. So what happens, that we isolate from Baba and we start making our soul's effort, because soul has got some power through yoga, some goodwill through well-wishes, through service, and other good qualities soul has acquired, had got good knowledge and good atmosphere, some change is there, so soul is feeling better than others, so start making own effort to reach perfection. That is not possible. So here also we have to see that Baba has to take me, Baba will surely take me, but I have not to do on my own effort. Otherwise what will happen? Instead of following Shri Mat, we will be following our own mind's Mat, but thinking it is Shri Mat. And then what will happen? All the Shri Mat which is in line with my own mind's thinking, I will say, I will follow. Because Shri Mat and my own liking is the same. Baba says, child, no need to sit in meditation. You can do meditation moving along. You can go anywhere. You can go sightseeing. You can do anything. But just remember me. Because that is to my liking. I will say, yes, Baba has said this. I must go for a tour to see Taj Mahal and all that. You see, when people come to BKS, come to ORC, and then they tell us that now we want to go to see Taj Mahal. Sometimes I am really surprised. What for Taj Mahal? One mad king, he was mad after his queen, and she died and he made a memorial of her. That is a matter between the king and the queen. But what is wrong with me that I am going all the way to see that as a BK also? So what happens, that those things which are my liking and Baba Shri Mat, I immediately say okay. And those which are not, then I say I will try. This is also makes the difference. So once for all, we must remove all doubts that Baba, the Supreme, will take me without any, a little bit of doubt in my mind, will take me to my destination. I have just to 100% surrender to Him as I did on the first day when Baba adopted me. Otherwise, I think I have full confidence, but doubts will keep on arising. Baba says, say you fail in one test, then you get disheartened. Baba wanted me to this, I did not do this. Again I promised to Baba, I could not do this. 10 times I have promised, I could not do this, you feel disheartened. So Baba has said, never feel disheartened. God is with the courageous. Because disheartened means I have disconnected myself from Baba, I am not getting Baba's power, not getting Baba's help, not using Baba's connection, and I am getting disheartened. Baba says, if I could change the drama, I would have appeared in the test also on your behalf. But that is not so. A teacher can teach 10 times, but the test has to be given by the student, because it is the student who is going to get the grade, not the teacher. But what we feel is, Baba, you are almighty, you can do everything, I have become your child, I am lying flat, you use your power to make me stand up. So this is the thing, the doubts come. In Punjab, there is a city called Chandigarh. There, the railway station is far outside of the city because the city was newly developed. But most people use the public bus. So there is a big bus stop, buses going to all directions. So one nearby villager, he came to that bus stop, he had to go to another city. So he, bus was empty, he asked where is the driver, they said he is sipping tea at that tea stall, you go there. He went to that driver, he said, I want to go to this city, which bus should I go? He said, go and sit in that bus. So he went and he sat in the bus. Now driver, he has taken guidance from driver. Driver of the bus has told him to sit in that bus. After 5 minutes, a doubt develops in him, inside. Now another passenger comes and sits. He asks him, are you going to that city? He says, yes. Again the doubt settles. Yes, I am in the right bus. After some time, a third passenger comes. Again a doubt comes in it because the driver has not yet come. He says, what time this bus will reach that city? So that the person again says, third one, I am also going to that city. So the idea is, it is natural in us for doubts to develop due to our not sometime failing in our test, not keeping pace, not doing all the, following all the Shrimat. But Baba says, forget everything, whatever may happen, don't be disheartened. Because at least you should have the courage, then I will help you. One step you have to take, then I can help you million times. But if you don't take the first step, that what will happen? A person started believing in God, he said, God, I will do all the devotion, all the rituals, but please help me to win the lottery, first prize in the lottery, I want to become rich. So he religiously followed all the rituals, whole day, whole night for 1 week. The lottery result came, his name was not there. He said, God, I did everything with full devotion. You are almighty. Why no prize for me? God said, did you buy the ticket? He did not buy even the lottery ticket and started praying. So he said, at least buy the ticket. So first step you have to take. If we don't take the first step, then we should not expect the help coming. Therefore, we are all most beloved children of Baba. And even if we have not fulfilled all the promises, you need not be disheartened at all. There was one father teaching sums to his child, adding, how to add. So he said, child, if you add 40 with 80, what does it make? 40 with 80. Child said, 190. So he patted the child on the back, very good, you will bring fame, name to our family, ask the servant to bring chocolate for him, and was praising him. 40 plus 80, 190. So one person was passing by. So that person said, what is this man doing, spoiling his child? Either he himself does not know how to do add sums. First he thought, why should I bother? It is not my business. But then he could not help and he said, sir, what you are doing? He is saying 40 plus 80, 190 and you are patting him, praising him. He said, you do not know the whole story. Yesterday he said 220. So he has made progress. So I am patting him. So in that sense, the promises you are able to fulfill now, perhaps 5 years ago you were not fulfilling as many. So pat yourself on the back. We are on the way. We will definitely attain. Nothing to be disheartened. Om Shanti.